USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people. And yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kaine speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.